How you doing?
How are you?
Good.
See Dan.
Chase.
Hi, Chase.
Damien.
Hi, Damien. Nice to meet you both. Well, we are all finished.
Okay.
Hard to believe, but it took us most of the day.
Yeah.
But we were able to get all of the fistula out.
Okay.
The loop that was coming up to the ostomy looked like it was the source.
Okay.
So it's probably about maybe 10 centimeters inside from the ostomy.
Okay.
So we took that down. A lot of mess right where the hole was.
Right. I know she had a lot of adhesions in the past.
She did. The adhesions weren't so bad except for where the fistula was.
Okay.
So they weren't good.
They
weren't the worst I've seen.
Right.
I think what happened is that she infected every suture in her anterior abdominal wall.
Okay.
When she had the fistula pop through. I think the infection spread under the skin, and each one of those knots had infection. And
we'll
so all of these other sinuses that she had,
mm-hmm.
I think were just coming because she had those sutures in her abdominal wall.
Okay.
So we've kind of done, we have no suture inside.
Okay.
We did not suture anything. And all of the sutures that we have are right in the ostomy, and we moved it down to the left side.
So it's on our left side
on
now.
The lower part.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's the only place she has sutures in the GI tract right now. We used cautery to control the bleeding when we took the mesentery off. We didn't even put any silk ties around that.
Okay.
So that she has nothing to respond to, because everywhere we found a stitch, everywhere that we found a staple line,
bad reactions.
There was, lots of inflammation,
yeah.
And just pus, and
right.
It just festers with her. So, we did put contrast in with the blue tint to it, so
okay.
That we could see if there were any other holes. We couldn't see any other leakage.
Okay.
There was a little bit of area where it had been stuck, that there was still some granulation tissue that we did not peel off for
okay.
Fear of making a hole.
Right, understood.
And then we did suture the bladder closed. Where
so
that was
the bladder repair from, okay.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
If all goes well, she was tight to get together, but we were able to get her together without any mesh or anything, foreign
right.
in there, because I just worry anything we put in is
yeah.
going to create a reaction. So...
So is she closed completely?
She's
or?
Completely closed,
okay.
Yeah.
She have any drains or anything? Or?
Nope.
Okay.
I was even afraid to put a drain in.
Oh, I understand.
We did take the gallbladder out.
Okay.
That was terribly
annoying. That was my next question.
That was probably the hardest part of the whole thing.
Oh, so
her
it was
gallbladder
really
had
bad.
Become necrosed on the side where it attached to the liver.
Okay.
And had actually perforated through the side of the gallbladder into the liver.
Okay.
I'm stunned that her numbers were not more abnormal. Because it was nasty.
Okay.
It was really one of the worst I've taken out.
She's a trooper.
Yeah. We did a cholangiogram. There was emptying into the duodenum, but the distal end looks a little narrowed.
Okay.
And there could be a stone still there that there was no way with all the inflammation
right.
I was going to be able to dig out easily. So I'm going to have them do an ERCP, go up from the bottom end, and... run a basket down and pull
gotcha.
Anything in, and maybe even cut the muscle that is between the duodenum and the
right.
bile duct so that it flows more easily.
Okay.
And we'll have them do that as she's recovering.
When you did the ostomy,
mm-hmm.
did you remove everything from the anastomosis forward?
Yes.
Okay, so it's all fresh from the anastomosis
it's all
back.
Fresh. From
how much does she have left?
I did not measure.
Okay.
Mostly just, I would guess probably about 40 centimeters.
Okay.
She probably lost about 20 of
yeah,
the 60.
Okay.
So the vast majority of what she had, because it was pretty close to
that's
the kind of
what, yeah, that's what we were concerned with, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys had mentioned the transplant possibly later.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still an option, or is that?
Down the road. Let's
okay.
see how she
right.
heals
reacts
from this.
To, right.
And see if, she can get off part of the TPN and eat part of her meals by mouth, then that's probably the safest thing for the short term.
Okay.
If she starts having complications of the TPN support, then we'll talk transplant.
Okay. So there was no J-tube I know that was an option at one time. Okay.
No, we talked about maybe even putting a G-tube, especially if we were not able to bring an ostomy out.
Right.
Then we would have needed something to drain the fluid from the stomach.
Right.
But we were able to bring the ostomy out, so no tubes at all.
All right, cool.
Nothing.
So she's going to be freaking out tomorrow. So.
Yeah.
Because I know the first thing she'll do is she'll grab for it. Mm-hmm. So is it lower?
It's lower.
Okay, so it is lower, more along the waistline or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's down where it'll go, you know, sort of under the pants.
Right. It's the more traditional area.
So high.
I gotcha. Yeah. All right,
yeah,
well.
This was so high under her rib cage. I don't know how she managed that.
It's been a challenge.
Yeah.
To
this
say
should
the
be
least.
A better location for it.
Okay.
So, you know, each ostomy is different, so just see how it goes.
Mind of their own.
Yes, they don't always read the books and pay attention to what we say.
Yes.
Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
You sure?
I'm positive.
All right, bud. So she's on her way to recovery
she's
and all that?
She's on her way to recovery.
Okay.
They were just getting her off the bed when I came out, and they were still counting to be sure that they didn't need to do an x-ray. But
now, will she go back to her old room, or will they give her a new room?
I think
that
she will go to 2300 if there's a bed available.
Okay.
She's going to come on to the surgery service instead of the medicine service.
Okay.
So I think she'll come to 2300, but I haven't checked to see if they have a bed there.
Okay.
So.
Well, that'll work. So then I'll just hang out in the waiting room and wait around.
Yeah, and they should be able to tell you at the front desk before everyone leaves.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome.
Thanks for the information.
Very nice to meet you.
Yes, ma'am, you as well.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, you got the bag then?
Yeah.